I'm going to go ahead and get things started this morning. Sue, shut up. Oh, I'm just kidding. First of all, thank you for taking the time to be here. We have Rachel Bennett from ISAC here this morning. Rachel will tell you a little bit about what they have been doing, why they are going around meeting with various members of counties. Her desire this morning is to make this as informal as possible and a flow of exchange. They're looking for ideas and things to help enhance what ISAC does. If you have any questions about what they do, she'll cover just a little bit of that. But just to kind of get things off and running, let's have everybody at least introduce yourself in terms of what department you oversee, and et cetera. And we'll start over here.
We need to use the mic because we're recording.
Loris Olson. Hi, Rachel. Hi. Interested citizen. Lucy Martin, auditor.
Paul Coote, Board of Supervisors.
You sure that works? Oh.
Barb Steinbeck, Information Technology.
Renee Tweet, Treasurer. Alyssa Wignall, HR.
Leanne Harder, Planning and Development.
Cal Pearson, Facilities.
Brett McLean, Veterans Affairs.
Sue Vandekamp, Recorder.
Margaret James, Environmental Health.
And Wayne Clinton, Supervisor. So with that, I'm going to turn things over, let Rachel introduce herself, tell you a little bit about why she's here, and kind of get things going, and we'll change our seating if we need to as more folks come in. Okay.
Excellent. Well, like Wayne said, thank you guys so much for coming. This is my last county. We've been traveling across the state since August, I believe. I think I've been to 12 counties. Luckily, I got the central region, so I didn't have to do quite as much driving. And I was happy to end here in Story County. Thank you very much for having me again. Like Wayne said, the reason we're coming out is basically on a mission to meet you, to see you, to learn more about you, to learn what you do, and then also to learn about what services ISAC offers you that you currently use, what we can do better about the current services we offer, and then maybe some new things that we can offer that would make you guys' lives easier. That's what ISAC is. ISAC is you. I work for ISAC. I work for you. So we're looking to make you guys' lives easier, make your lives better, and, of course, the citizens is why you guys are here. Basically, like Wayne says, this is casual, this is informal. I want to hear as much feedback as I possibly can. We're all using kind of the same template when we go out to counties. Some basic overview questions and then thoughts on different events, communication tools, lobbying, all the different services we offer. So when I go back, I fill all of my answers into kind of a spreadsheet and then look at the different things that I'm finding out in all the different counties. And then I'm there to advocate on your behalf once we take this to the board at the end. So if there are some big issues that come to the forefront, I'll push those as much as I possibly can. There are going to be obviously a lot of issues coming from all 99 counties or close to. So I want to make sure to hear what you guys have to say and really be there on your behalf at the end. So ultimately, please be honest. You're not going to hurt my feelings. We want to hear the good, but we also want to hear the bad, and we also want to hear the things that we need to do better, because we want to be better. So, moving forward, I guess I do have a sign-in sheet as well. We want to make sure that you guys are getting our communications that we send out, so please let me know your name, your title, your email, and then also if you're not getting our communications currently, please mark an X, and we'll be sure to add you to the email list. And then we also have a little handout that we've put together just about who ISAC is, what we do. It has the board of directors on the back, and then it has our staff on the inside. This is the 2013 information. I'm just in the process of finishing the 2014 handout. So after the meeting, I'll go ahead and send an email with I'll send you guys the questions I ask. That way, if you have anything in addition to add that you didn't necessarily feel like saying in front of the group, you can send that to me. And I'll also send this. That way you have an updated version as well. So I'll go ahead and get started, and I'll be taking notes vigorously, so don't mind me writing.
Can you use that microphone? Would that be easier for you? I don't know if that's doable. Can she use that microphone so she doesn't have to hold that for two hours? She could if she wants to try. We can try and see if it is. Hello. Okay. I'm not sure if it's more comfortable sitting. This is fine. Okay, good.
Alrighty, what do you folks see as ISAC's primary duty or responsibility as an organization? I don't know. Do people need to talk into this?
So yeah. Well, raise your hand if you anybody
talks, you're welcome to.
Lobbyist.
Well, it's probably like herding cats, because we all have our own interests. Every affiliate is a little bit different. I think keeping us focused on our main goal of serving the public, getting good legislation passed, making sure that we're all well informed.
That encompasses quite a bit.
Well, it does.
Absolutely.
Do you see ISAC more as... This is kind of a tricky question. Do you see ISAC more as an over umbrella over all the affiliates and then your affiliate kind of under that? Do you go to your affiliate more first and then to ISAC more? Or, I mean, how do you see that relationship, I guess?
And I'm probably in a little bit of a different situation since I work very closely with Hannah as a legislative liaison, and I sit on a lot of committees. So I'm more of the... of the conveyor of information and kind of a liaison between ISAC and our affiliate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
With the Veterans Affairs, I'm not sure where the county VA offices fit into ISAC. Way before I started, which would have been over 15 years ago, VA must have left, as far as your spring and fall schools go, mm-hmm. We are 500 strong, so that might be one of the reasons that the VA might have left ISAC as far as training goes. So we have our own spring and fall school.
Right.
So I don't know if there could be some kind of partnership, though, with the legislation side, where we might have a VA person sit on your legislative committee, where we can talk about some of the legislative proposals that we'll have going to the Capitol, and where if ISAC supported those legislative proposals, would really help out the veterans of Iowa. So,
I'm new into this position, and I'm not real familiar with ISAC, so I'm basically here to hear what you have to say and what would possibly be available for facilities management.
Great.
I think COZO has a good relationship as an affiliate with ISAC. I think there's as members of COZO, we do a lot of reaching out to each other through our Yahoo listserv and asking questions. But there are occasionally times that I could see ISAC as a role as a more of a kind of a clearinghouse of information, maybe of comp plans that have been put together or zoning ordinances. Or different documents that we need to develop rather than having to email each our COZO listserv each and every time we need something, have the ability to go there, similar to what University of Iowa has done with their Smart Planning Toolbox.
That's a great idea.
I think with HR, a lot of the stuff that we use, we are part of the group ISAC Health Insurance. Or we participate in that. I think just a resource, there's a lot of counties that don't have any formalized HR. They don't, you know, the smaller counties, I think it's under the auditor typically. I think there's probably 10 or 12 counties that do have HR directors. But, you know, there are some useful resources. I think the salary information that's out there every year is great. I utilize that a lot. And other than that, there's been just very few training opportunities for HR, at least at the ISAC trainings. I don't know if that's ever been looked at in offering just a little more in depth for some of the counties.
HR is something that we've heard to every single county we've gone to. It's a real struggle, and you guys are really lucky to have HR in your county. I mean, some of the horror stories we've heard are just immaculate. So that's definitely something that we'll be looking into to offer more in the future.
Just everything that's been said has been good. You know, Tammy, the treasurer's affiliate recently expanded upon our affiliate website, and Tammy has been great at adding stuff that we wanted, you know, with the post board and the surveys. And so we keep expanding all that, and Tammy has been just fabulous to work with.
I think it's a good clearinghouse to get information. What's going on in the legislature? We're pretty fortunate here that we're in close proximity to the legislature, and we're able to make it down there when time allows. But I'm sure there's other counties that it's quite a struggle if they need to try to get to Des Moines. If there's a particular issue that they need to try to have a voice in, I think ISAC serves as that voice. And as far as the supervisor's affiliate, I would tend to go more to the affiliate first if I had a question about something, and then from there probably reach out to ISAC in general.
Rachel, I just had a question. How many counties do not participate in ISAC?
All counties are members of ISAC.
They are. They're all members?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we have, I was just curious, because there are some sort of holdouts from our affiliate, I think, in terms of the auditors. We don't always get 100% of the 99 counties in attendance, so I don't know if that's a financial issue for them, or a travel issue, or a staffing issue, or...
I think a lot of the counties, there's certain people within the counties, even certain counties, who aren't active within ISAC.
Yeah, that's my impression, that there are a couple of holdouts that don't ever come to any meetings, whether they're affiliate meetings or general meetings. And I don't know why. I didn't know if you had any insight into that. That's just a general question I had. I would echo my colleagues here. Our affiliate on the auditor side is very active. We look to ISAC for more overarching issues like human resources, technology, legal issues that are specific to counties. Those are the kinds of trainings I tend to go to when we have our spring and fall meetings. Lobbying is a big thing, I think, that we all look to for the ISAC to do, and also our affiliates. So, you know, Sue's legislative liaison, and we have, you know, a pretty good contact with our...
Thank you.
My predecessor was actually a legislative liaison as well, and so Story County is pretty lucky that we're close to Des Moines, and we can sort of hook into some of these things and go to things like CoStar, and But ISAC is a good place, you know, for meetings. You guys have space for us, and that's centrally located. So, and Tammy is very helpful in terms of helping out. But I would say I'm more active in the affiliate than ISAC itself. That's probably pretty standard, I think, for elected official.
I'm not that familiar with ISAC. Like Cal, I'm fairly new. I've gone to the fall school because they said, oh, you have to go to fall school. And so I went, not really knowing why I was going. But there were some sessions that were very important to what I do. I think I attended an FBI session that I found very interesting. I've paid attention more to the ICIT portion of it, just simply because it pertains to what I do on a daily basis. But definitely interested in learning more.
Great. Thank you guys all so much for your feedback. It's been great.
And all that's interesting to Citizen Larson. Okay,
I just want to tell you that
In 20 years as a journalist, I've been to a lot of different trade shows and trade organizations or whatever, and I've been impressed the three I've attended at ISAC as far as the knowledge presented, how it's presented, and how it's run. You guys do a great job.
Thank you very much. As far as communication-wise,
ISAC communicates in a lot of different ways. We have a website, we have a magazine, we send out emails, all sorts of different things. Do you guys feel like we're doing an effective job communicating with you? What do you feel like we could do more of, less of? One of the big tools we use during the legislative session is the ISAC update that I send out every Friday. Do you guys read that? Do you count on it? Is it? Do you feel like the format is a good format? Is it too short, too long? We're just looking for feedback in terms of what could make it better, leave it the way it is. We've heard all sorts of things. So,
I use it a lot, but the link to the bills, maybe a little more training or a little more explanation for those who aren't as familiar.
Let me just add something. I think one of the things that we sometimes miss is that as turnover occur with new people coming on board, there's probably that need for the additional training and familiarity. Sometimes we may think that other people at the various county positions will provide that input, but I don't think that's usually happened. So unless you really attend the affiliate meetings, you really are not as global in terms of how the affiliates play a key role in terms of the ultimate decisions that ISAC as a overall umbrella agency provides all the various things to us. But yeah, I think that's something that we need to keep in mind as well.
And just one more thing. Maybe even at spring school or fall school next year, just some kind of a legislative overview, you know, showing, because we're going to have a big turnover next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so a year from now, you know, showing the people how to use the website, just a little information on, you know, how it links to the legislative website, maybe even talking about how you come to a decision at whether to support a bill or oppose a bill, remain neutral.
No, that's a great idea. I know we've broken that down into some different magazine articles from time to time, which always seem to be popular, so I think continuing that series. In terms of the turnover, which we seem to be seeing more and more, just as, you know, people get older, people retire, things like that, what do you think is the best venue for that? You know, fall school is there, but people haven't necessarily come on board. They don't know if they can attend, things like that. There's the new county officer school that we offer in January, but sometimes we don't get as large of an attendance, and also people are semi-overwhelmed because they've just come on board. There's spring school, but that may be too late.
And maybe every other year after the election, let us have a little more affiliate time as opposed to so much ISAC time.
Okay.
A little more affiliate time after the election as opposed to so much ISAC time, because there's going to be at least 20 recorders retiring next year. And some of the people who are running have been in the office, some will be new, but there's still a lot of things that even deputies don't know or understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think the affiliate time after the election is very important. New officers school, that's great. ISAC-U, great. But those are more, ISAC-U is more general topics, mm-hmm. and not the specifics that the affiliates are going to need.
And for those of you who don't know what ISAC-U or the NCO school are, every other year in January we offer a general training. The year of elections, it's the new county officer school. So we offer one day of general training for the for the officials, and then the next day is affiliate training. So it breaks down into your specific group of people, and we offer affiliate training for any of the offices that were up for election. If an office feels the need for training, we can offer it to them as well, even if they aren't. We did it for the treasurers last year, I think. And then the next year's ISAC University, which will be coming up in this January, is, like Sue was saying, just a general training. We offer basically general seminars, the entire training, that cover all sorts of different wide ranges of things. Right now the agenda's up on our website if you want to see what it's about. It's a good training. It's a little bit less expensive, less time out of the office, things like that. So it's good to look into.
What I miss are the those.
It's for anybody. Anybody can attend either.
And I was really glad to see that you're doing ALICE training.
Yes.
We have to tout our own people here a little bit, but they came to our recorder's summer school, and I've never seen a class so attentive. You could have heard a pin drop in the room. There was no side conversations. I mean, they did an awesome job.
Good.
So I think you'll see that when you have training next month.
I was going to say, I know there was probably scheduling difficulty, but I miss the old legislative committees, the steering committees, like the land use and rural affairs. That was a really good opportunity for me to mix with people from other offices and get, you know, not just a perspective from the auditor's office, but other offices about pieces of legislation that were going to be proposed or, you know, all, it was kind of a funnel for all the different issues that were coming up from the counties. I thought that was a really good introduction for anybody working in the counties to participate in. I know those were abolished, I think, 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I might be in the minority in missing those. I know it was time out of the office. It was hard to get people to attend, but I thought that was a really key piece in learning, not coming at it just from a single office's viewpoint, but from several offices. So,
anybody else?
Especially for some of you that's recently come on board, you know, you may look at it in terms of how engaged you are and see things a little bit different from some of us that's been there for a number of years.
The treasurer started the certification program in conjunction with Iowa State, and Tammy has been we're trying to get some of that worked in with ISAC, and then I think the recorders are coming on board with the certifications as well. Mm-hmm. Lucy, I don't know about the auditors. But ISAC is starting to catch on to a good program and keeping track of the credits so that within your first term you're going to be certified if you obviously go to the classes. So it's just another little boost to make people want to come to achieve that accreditation in the first 4 years. But as far, just touching back on the legislation, even if there was some kind of webinar saved on the website so that if somebody came in midterm, you know, they could go to that webinar and watch how to utilize the legislative website and some of the main roles of what to look for, what to do. But I know that, like, the treasurers have their own training on that every other year as well.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Now, do you see your suggestion, do you see that really different than the county day at the Capitol where we are asking all the various affiliates to actually come and then we have that meeting prior to going over to the Capitol and talking to our various legislators? We usually get an overview of what are the key issues and things of this that nature. But I don't know, other than that, as you're saying, if all the other affiliates have an opportunity to really be tuned in, because the general session, when we adopt the legislative policies and so forth, we're assuming that a lot of people have read that, that their affiliates have had a chance to talk about it, because there's not really a lot of debate and a lot of ongoing discussion. But what I realize is people who go there for a specific purpose of gaining additional knowledge or being refreshed in knowledge always take something back. There's always going to be a few that see it as a waste of time. I mean, I think they look at it from the standpoint, I may go to one event or two events, and then it's more socialization. I think this past year, and I could be maybe biased, but I don't know about the treasurers, recorders, auditors, etc., but from the supervisor's perspective, we probably had the best response in terms of programs offering and the feeling of the people that attended that thought it was the most beneficial and worthwhile. And that's helpful for the affiliates in planning those types of sessions. But I do think if in your affiliate group, if you see some areas that we as a overall group need to maybe do more to be kind of engaged, we're the supervisors currently right now, if you've got a burning issue, we can have a joint session for maybe an hour or 45 minutes to an hour. That has been very helpful in the last, 3 to 4 years when there have been some mutual issues of concern. But I do think that that's another area that we need to think about a little bit more as we move forward. But I'm always interested in terms of assuming or the failure to assume that not everybody who goes down there or going there with the vested interest of at least walking away with one or two ideas that they could take back and benefit them in their daily affairs. And I don't know how much of that's even brought back and shared back at the local level once they come back, other than what you do in our affiliates. But I know our affiliates stays quite closely connected as supervisors with the ISAC group.
Anything else? Any other questions?
And I know Wayne touched on it briefly, and while he touched on it, I'll stick with it. County Day at the Capitol, have you guys all been involved in that? Do you see that as beneficial? Do you see it as needs a revamp? What do you...
Well, I really like it because I think we get a lot of legislators stopping by our booth or mm-hmm. table or whatever. It's an opportunity for us to explain to them what's going on. I think it's well received.
How about the district legislative meetings that we hold in June? I mean, we've been getting progressively less and less attendance at those, and we want to find out if they're past their prime, they just don't work anymore, if there's something we could do to revamp them to get more attendance back, if there's something we could do instead. I don't know. We've heard a lot of things, not only from different counties, just in the past, after we've had them, things like that, that it's, you know, the timing's bad, whether, you know, the session's already been done for 2 months and it's old news, everybody's already heard it.
Vacations.
You know, it's timely. Is it timeliness-wise for the affiliates, whether they've already had their annual conferences, whether they haven't? You know, should we do more of a thing where we're getting ready for next session instead of dwelling on the old session? Would it be better in November? Would it be better in August? You know, things like that. With the changes going on with the fall school in the future, where we're moving it to August, would it be better? Do we still need something in November then? Do we, you know, June's going to be so close to August. I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes. So I guess just any feedback you have as far as what works, what doesn't work, what you're in need of as an affiliate, things like that is what we're looking for.
This is hard because, you know, every different office has different schedules. You know, June is bad. If we have a primary, treasurer has tax sale. Mm-hmm. Session might still be going on sometimes. There's really never a good time for auditors to meet, so we're happy, really. Our affiliate usually meets in August, at the early August and
right.
July, so that we have some conflicts there. But I'd like to see ISAC kind of, it's so easy for us to just retreat into our own affiliates, our own offices. I mean, we see that at the county level, we see that at the affiliate level. I have seen ISAC, you know, County Day. We used to, like, all have different days to go down to the county. Now we all go at the same time. There's good and bad to that. I see there's more sort of reinforcement of us just sticking with our own kind, you know, auditors just talking to auditors. Mm-hmm. Some of that's because the state just keeps pushing more and more stuff down to us. I mean, our schedules are just literally full all the time right now. I mean, we've spent the last 2 years working on mental health reform. This year, many of us are all working on property tax reform. I mean, none of this is going away anytime soon. So it's hard because I think the meetings are really important that we all get together, but it sometimes it's a hard sell just to the public to say, you know, it's I really do need to go to, you know, Coralville for 4 days in November to talk to my colleagues about, you know, how to do my job better. And it's like, well, you know, you're just spending the county's money traveling around.
Right.
I like to look to ISAC to sort of pull us all back together in a way, but it's you know, with, you know, and some of that is too you lobbying on our behalf to say, listen, there's only so much that the state can push down to the counties before you break them. I mean, I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I really feel like that they pass everything on our backs. And, I mean, property tax reform is just the latest and greatest that we're dealing with.
And, you know, just to expand on that a little bit, but when they pass things on to us, we don't get the funding to provide that mm-hmm. that service all
or
the time.
Or we have the pleasure of raising taxes to pay
for it. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And so kind of on that line, I'm really glad to see that this year we're going to focus on fee issues and trying to make the legislators aware of what a lot of these state services are actually costing the counties. I just think that's a really important initiative this year and maybe something that we need to keep hammering on. I mean, we've tried to tell our legislators over the years, and they're so focused on state revenues that sometimes they don't always see the fiscal impact on the counties.
I think those last two comments were right on, but I do want to assure you that that message is conveyed by ISAC leadership. The problem is I don't know if we are getting enough groundswell from throughout the 99 counties to all of the legislators about how the impact of some of the things that are passed down to us. We probably lead it up to our lobbyist or our legislative team to convey that. And if you look at the ISAC policies and objectives, you know, again, unfunded mandates is usually always a big factor that is talked about. But I think unless we at the local levels and throughout all the different affiliates really send that message home to our individual legislators that they need to do something to relieve a lot of the burdens that is being placed on us at the local level, very little is going to change. But I certainly want you to go away understanding that that is a message that is always conveyed by ISAC leadership, our lobbying efforts, and so forth. But maybe we can do more, and I'm not sure exactly what it is and that we could do different, but we need to continue to stress that over and over again, and I agree wholeheartedly.
And I think that's something that another reason that we're coming out to the counties, it's an important time to be out. Like you guys said, you're being crushed, and we need to know what we can do to better help you from getting crushed, from being there as your advocate, what we really need to be pushing and saying to not only the legislature, but, you know, to the state. Do we need to be out there doing more PR on your behalf? Do we need to be out there in the public spaces on your behalf? What's needed in terms of really making people understand what's going on and what the state's really doing? It's, you know, NACO, the National Associations, is kind of doing a big push about why counties matter, what counties really do. And I think that's really important because I don't, as you guys well know, the public who comes in here has no idea what you guys do. They have, you know, when they whine, they're not whining to the right person usually. I mean, it's the same thing you hear over and over again. And, you know, are there certain things that we're missing that we could be doing to really put that message across? Are there tools that we could be providing you to get that message across? Is it our duty? Should it come directly from us? Should it come from you? I mean, it's kind of a conversation that we're trying to figure out what the best solution is to it. Or
like you guys, Wayne, and you have already said, we need to be getting the same message out to everybody. So maybe, and I don't know what the best timing for this is, but maybe some strategic articles that are sent out that we can use in our local media. You know, what kind of an effect does increasing this fee have on the county? You know, there's a lot of different areas that we could concentrate on. You know, what is the road use tax fund increase going to do? Not just looking at it from the state viewpoint, but from the county viewpoint.
That's a great idea. And I think...
Could get the same articles basically given to all the counties so that they could be in the newspapers around the state. So we're sending out the same information, not relying on local people to write them, but maybe, you know, affiliate collaboration.
Well, that's a great idea. Instead of a press release,
more of an explanation.
Editable, yes. Article where you can fill in your numbers, you can fill in, you know, your all your stuff, and it's basically done for you, and you just send it in on your behalf.
Right.
Yep, that's a great idea.
You know, I mean, I think every affiliate has seen this, but just for example, the DNR revamped their licensing section. They increased the fees, and yet we're the ones that have to collect it. Our fees didn't go up, but the state fees did, and then so people look at us like, well, why is it costing more this year? You know, there need to be some explanations out there.
Great ideas.
I don't want to talk all the time.
No, that's fine. They're all good ideas.
You mentioned articles, so I'll go straight to the magazine, segue over there to our magazine that we put out, the Iowa County. We put it out every month. It goes to everybody, every office across the state. Do you guys read the magazine?
Peruse
yes?
It.
Peruse it. Does it have good information? Is there any information that's missing? Is there anything you'd like to see? I'm the editor, so I'm the one to talk to. If you have any suggestions, I mean, is there not enough HR stuff? Is there not enough IT stuff? Maintenance issues? I mean, we can put anything in there at any time, so, well, I can, but.
One little thing I would add to that, and maybe this is something we can talk about at CoStar a little bit, but, you know, the presentation that they gave at Fall School had a lot of nice, helpful bits of information that would have been good to be shared with, you know, all across the 99 counties, because and maybe different affiliates may be asked to help update and share some information in terms of what is happening that will have a countywide impact, and submit that to you as part of your article. I know years ago we used to have when IT. When everybody was using smartphones and tablets and so forth, there used to be a little helpful tips that would be presented. And I learned quite a bit because I'm one of those type of people, after a couple of days, I could need to go back and reread that again and figure out how to actually do that. But I think that was very helpful, and there may be some other things. Sue referenced one of the proposed changes. Like, for example, road use tax funds. Right now, we supervisors are in the process of looking at a resolution that they're hoping is going to be adopted by all 99 counties that will be put in the local papers. And one of the things is then to bring it down to the local level. Talk about what the impact to the roads and bridges in your particular county. So any increase in fees, what they might mean, and that's going to be something that we're going to hit on real heavily. And when I met with the governor and a group of supervisors, we had about 11 people earlier, and lieutenant governor, one of the things that we did, we had the general theme, but then we brought it down to local level. We asked engineers to provide examples of how it's affecting them in their counties, and we were able to present that to the governor, and our plans are to do the same thing for the legislators in this upcoming season. But one of the things that's going to be important for us is to have a way to find out what effect that will have. Can we measure it? Can we do a follow-up with some of our local legislators and say, now, was this information really helpful that we helped provide you, and see if we can get some feedback? And I think that's something that we can maybe do at the local level. I certainly know in the mental health area, our local people always rely on us and get feedback. But I don't know if we do that across the board or in some other areas as well. But that may be something that we could try to think about asking individual counties to submit other examples or ideas to you, because I know you're always looking for fresh ideas, and that's good.
Static. Static.
I think Lisa has a spray in her purse.
Oh, that's
So how do you solicit articles, and does it have to be sort of the opinion of most of the counties? Or so, for example, environmental health, we're kind of a small representation for the ISAC, for the whole picture of things. And so for CAFOs, for example, and whether it be state or county controlled, that kind of thing, it's a real heated debate, and it probably won't ever go anywhere, but is it a good idea to keep that on the, you know, in people's minds so that it's ever gets addressed in the end? Or another example would be time of transfer, the way that went down. I was totally against the way that all went down, and that I just didn't feel like I was a big enough voice to maybe write an article and submit it for publication.
We always accept editorials. We won't always publish them, depending on, like any newspaper, we have the final say about what's published in our publications. Mm-hmm. We always read them. They go through a vetting process of whether or not we feel like it's, basically, if we feel like it's of some benefit to the membership, whether or not all the membership believes in it, understands it, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily going to be the case. Of course, it's probably going to rile some people up. Yeah, always write and submit things. You can always send them directly to me. And then, you know, I have the I don't necessarily have the final say. Bill, of course, has the final say. But I have some say as to what goes in there.
Sure.
We solicit things in different ways. If there's a request for an article for information, you know, I'll say, how many people is it going to affect? You know, is it going to affect 90 of the 99 counties? For sure, we should go out and get information about that. Yesterday, I was contacted by one of our preferred vendors about an issue that they're seeing with a lot of auditors who don't know about a certain deadline that they have to meet. It's constantly being overlooked. They said this would be a great article to have in there at this time so that people don't miss this deadline. So then I contacted an attorney's office yesterday and said, hey, can you write this article for us, another preferred vendor? They said, yes, that would be a great article. So there are certain things like that that come through. Story County submitted an article recently that was educational.
And maybe like a calendar with those important reminders, like you know, the Master Matrix thing always comes up in January. That would be mm-hmm. something that you would have on a calendar. And then, I don't know, recorders, things, I'm sure there's, or are there too many deadlines to have in a
I think in that way there probably are. We struggle just to get the annual conferences of all the affiliates in our calendar.
Okay.
I feel like if we went to that level, if we missed something, then we'd, you know, it would just be this constant, Tammy would go nuts, I think, because she would probably be the one in charge of it. Something like that might not be on the level, but, yeah, I mean, we're always looking for ideas. We're always looking for things to change things up, for things to be beneficial, anything. Like I said, I don't want the magazine in any way to get stale, so I always try to look for new ideas, for new affiliates to touch, for new offices to touch, things like that where, you know, human interest piece are always good. Anything, really. So, yeah, never hesitate to send anything my way.
Okay.
At all.
I know, you know, most of us have an affiliate website or our own page on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at one point, just to expand a little bit on what Margaret was asking about everyone's dates of different things going on, and I know the treasurers are starting to put in more of their deadlines, you know, to mail their TV and bangs and just little deadlines like that. And Tammy did touch on the fact if all the affiliates would use that, then someone could go into, you know, another affiliate website and at least look at the calendar and see what the other groups are doing. But would, like, environmental health, do you have your own affiliate website on ISAC?
I don't know. I just go right to the
ISAC. I don't know if we do. I don't know if we do. I don't think so, but they may. A lot of, like you said, a lot of the affiliates do have them, but also a lot of the different affiliates use them in different capacities
right.
and in different levels. So, yes, like you were saying, if there was a tool that everybody used that was the same, I mean, it's the same thing we preach to the legislature. We need a tool that, you know, everybody can use. It would be great. Another thing that we've talked about with the annual conferences, and Wayne touched on it a little, is the joint sessions and how they're really helpful. I know the recorders and treasurers have done them, things like that. But if there was a way to, you know, while you're doing your planning of your agendas, to somehow look at the different agendas and, you know, move things around kind of the way they have those tools online now, that would be really cool. So it's, I mean, we're looking into doing some different tools like that because they are a lot more, you know, you can get them for pretty much free anymore. So we're looking into it. But that's a good idea in terms of a big calendar overview with all the deadlines and dates and things like that. I mean, it'd be helpful for us to have just in terms of scheduling meetings and things like that. I mean, you can't make everybody happy, but we try our best. Do you guys use, you touched on the website a little bit. Do you use ISAC's website on occasion? You said the salary survey you use. The legislative tracking tool is a great tool. We have the county directory. We just revamped our website, which went through some hardships, but I think we're up and running now. We haven't heard many complaints lately, so that's good. We really tried to make it more user-friendly. I think there's so much information in there that it's hard to keep it organized and hard to keep from clicking, and getting lost and getting, you know, frustrated. But we feel like we've done a good job of getting the information out there in a visible place that you really need. So if there's anything that you more that you need on there, anything you want moved around, anything that doesn't make sense, let us know. I work on the website too, so you have my ear if you need anything.
Well, I really like our message boards.
Okay.
You know, that really enables
the message boards. That really enables our affiliate members to go in and ask questions. They don't have to send out an email. You can go in and ask, and usually they're answered in, you know, one or two different comments. But I just think that's really helpful, and I really appreciate you giving us the ability to do that. You can get rid of them.
The notices.
Yeah.
This is a question more for the Board of Supervisors than for ISAC, but, you know, where do you draw the line of being too politically outspoken and doing your job effectively? I don't know if that's a funny question, but, you know, as a regulator, you know, you have to sort of walk the fence and see both sides of, you know, property rights versus surrounding people's rights. And, you know, if I spend a day down on the hill, am I overstepping my bounds there?
Are you speaking primarily as an environmental person talking about issues impacting your level of work and what and how it's being viewed at the state level, since in this case, if your affiliate is not as engaged, then you would probably want to work through one of the other affiliates, such as the Board of Supervisors could possibly be a conduit for you. However, since you have your own separate, like conservation, you have your own separate board, it might be viewed a little bit different. I don't think it would prevent you from still being able to communicate at the local level with your local legislators, first of all, to inform them of important issues and change. But if you wanted that to be part of the overall ISAC message, then there's a process that it would have to go through. And I know I find myself being a member of the ISAC Supervisor Exec Board, I have to walk that fine line all the time when I'm down at the Capitol. I can't be political on either side of the aisle. I've got to engage both parties on just the issues and what is the impact to counties in general. And I find that most of them do that. I think the only time you really see the heightened polarization of the politicalization is usually during actually election situations, and if you're at individual rallies or you're committing talking about your ideas at forums and things of this nature where you're talking specifically there. But I think once you go to the legislature, hopefully you need to maintain that sense of, in order to be effective, you've got to be able to reach both sides of the aisle. And you want them to hear what your concerns are. And if it's perceived that you're only reaching out to one side, more than likely you're not going to gain much traction at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good question.
I think that's a good question in general. It's something that I think ISAC probably struggles with just as much as you guys do. I mean, we're a nonpartisan organization. We're seen as partisan depending on what we're supporting. You know, it's the same way. It's a struggle and a fine line, and it's something that you always have to be aware of and always have to be careful about. But then you guys, as you know, you're elected by your party, on your party, so it's...
But some of us are not elected.
Right.
So,
yeah, for you,
but
yeah.
I guess we work for people who are elected, so we would have to voice their opinion.
Well, it kind of goes back to what Brett said earlier, like Veterans Affairs. If they have certain pieces of legislation and certain things that they want, you know, if they could go through, say, the supervisors and so forth, and it would be helpful if they can garner that support. However, the thing that we always have to take a look at is this something more specific to one county, or is it going to benefit all 99 counties? And when it's going to benefit all counties, then ISAC is much more willing to at least put that as one of its key points of topics for consideration. It may not be one of its key priorities, but I do think that's important that we have that ability to communicate.
Yeah. Wayne makes a good point. You know, drainage is a huge issue for, I think, the 40-something counties that have it, but then a lot of counties don't have drainage districts. And the law is extremely old. It's 100 years old. The tile is 100 years old. And we really need to see some legislative changes there, but there's not any traction because it's, I think, less than half the counties actually have drainage districts. So, you know, I think it would be a great topic for ISAC to look at, but then you're going to get pushback from all the counties that don't have drainage districts and say, we don't care about that. So
That would be a good, in either the spring or the fall school, to have the opportunity to maybe have a breakout session for counties that are interested in drainage. I went to the Farm Bureau's annual meeting last week down in Des Moines, and they had a session on drainage laws and then impact of any upcoming changes in EPA regulations that have to do with waterways. And it wasn't hugely attended, but the people that were there were pretty passionate about it. And even, you know, in discussions at the, I think it was a fall school a year ago about drainage, how every drainage hearing that we've had, the overwhelming consensus from the landowners in this county is that it should be divided up equally by every landowner in that district as opposed to perceived benefit. And we take that to the legislature, and the first thing that happens is that the lobbyists or the drainage association for the state shoots that down right away, and then Rick and I practically got into an argument with a supervisor from Northwest Iowa that, you know, why would you want to mess with drainage legislation that's got 125 years of case law? And you know, I don't think they've visited drainage law since sometime in the 50s. They made some changes to it. So for those of us that are involved in it, it's a pretty big issue, and I think ISAC could well serve those counties that are involved in it to maybe have a session on that.
That's good to know. Thank you. While we're talking about sessions, conferences, things of that nature, are there any other sessions that we haven't offered that you'd like to see? HR, drainage, anything else that you feel like there needs to be education amongst our membership about in general? It could be something in your own affiliate that you don't feel like people understand. Do you feel like the sessions have been good lately? Do you feel like you benefit from going to the conferences? Do you feel like there's something that we need more time spent on, less time spent on? We received good feedback in our most recent fall school survey. I think we got, goodness, like a third of the attendees, I think, submitted surveys. So that's awesome to hear all that great feedback. Affiliate time remains the number one on everybody's agendas, which we know that, and we try to give you as much as you can. We listen to that feedback. We try to clump it together. We try to give you a big, you know, as much as we can. We still, there are some things at the conference that we still need to get done as an ISAC perspective. We feel like the overlying educational seminars are of good benefit, and then obviously we need to do our business meetings as well. Anything else that you feel like we could offer that we don't currently? Any ideas? No? Okay. I guess to end, we talked a little bit about challenges that your county faces, drainage issues, issues of just the state just hounding you for things, putting more unfunded mandates on you. Are there any other top challenges that your county specifically is facing that you feel like is something that's of real concern to you, that either ISAC could do to help, or just anything you just want to be heard about in general to take back to, so we know what your guys are dealing with? Some examples.
Yep. Well, I think probably all counties are experiencing aging infrastructure issues. And I think there was a consensus across the state to raise the road use tax fund, and that didn't happen. Also, I think Sue talked about this a little bit. I think all counties are going to be facing sort of massive retirements of elected officials and department heads. Some of that has to do with demographics. Some of it has to do, I know, speaking just for the auditors, anyone that can do their IPERS math and get out, it's like, okay, every time there's a legislative session, I get, you know, another new duty handed to my office, no new staff, you know, no more hours added to the day. So I'm really fear for that sort of loss of institutional knowledge. Mm-hmm. But it's also, you know, I think that all those people will be looking, the new people will be looking to ISAC for the training. So, and I have to go to a doctor's appointment, so I have to leave, sorry.
Thank you. Is there any?
She just kind of made me think of something. Do we still have an active alumni group? I mean, you're talking about institutional knowledge, and maybe getting a lot of the retired elected officials to come back and, you know, help out.
We do have an alumni association within ISAC. It's not terribly active, no.
Okay, and maybe reaching out to some of the retired elected officials or other retired people in the county. You know, like I said, we are going to have 20, 25 recorders retire at the end of next year, and a lot of us have been there, I hate to say this, but a long time. You know, I'll have 37 and a half years in, and I'm just thinking that maybe some of these people could come back and help out, you know, if they wanted to. No, not right now. Because I'm gonna go south where it's warm.
The chair for the alumni is speaking right now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Some kind of a mentoring program. I don't know. I hadn't really given it a lot of
Travel
thought until
help the new 20 or 30 new
yeah.
reporters or
Yeah, and we do have that in our own affiliate. We have, but it's basically based on software usage. If everybody is using solutions in one group, they'll kind of mentor the new elected officials who have the same kind of software. But anymore, we have so many new things coming in. Department of Health is totally revamping vital records. The DNR has totally changed the licensing structure. You know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, maybe the new people aren't going to understand or have a complete knowledge mm-hmm. base on, that maybe some kind of a mentoring or alumni program could help.
Oh, that's a great idea. And I know the auditors do some sort of mentoring program within their association
and
as well.
And we do, too. We do,
they're
too.
They're great. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
From a statewide level, though, that's a good idea as well.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, as Lucy talked about, losing a lot of your institutional knowledge
yep.
when people
it's
retire.
Huge.
It's huge.
We went through that with the ISAC board, actually. They just passed, well, and then the membership passed
right.
of fall school, where they wanted to keep a couple past presidents
right.
on the board longer for
right.
that exact reason.
And,
the,
and
just
that's,
of the
a,
knowledge.
That's a great reason why.
Yeah. So, anything else? You're going to mention anything? No? Good. Does anybody have anything else they care to share?
Call Cyclones.
Yes. That's a great one.
Tonight is a women's basketball. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Cyclone as well. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
You're
I'm in good company. So, again, thank you guys very much for having me and for sharing all your thoughts with me. This program that we did, I think, is one of the better things that we've done. And I hope that it's something we continue. I think that's something we heard going around is that people were pleased to see us and happy to see us and happy that we came to your county. And I found great benefit out of it just from my perspective, not only on my job personal-wise. I mean, I love it. I love meeting all the new people and learning about you guys, learning what you do. I mean, it's great. So if you ever have anything to share with me, you now have somebody that you know at ISAC. Whether it's in my realm or not, I can get you to the right person. Always there to help. If you're down in Des Moines, you can always come and visit. Otherwise, invite me back at any time. I'll be happy to come up. I miss being here. Like some of the people know, I used to live in Ames, and I just recently moved to Ankeny. So now I'm a Polk County resident. But I may come back someday. We'll see. I'll fight for it. In my own family. We'll see if I win or not. So, thank you guys very much. And is that the right time? Is it every other year? Is every year too much? Every 3 years? I mean, it's hard to know what's too much. I mean, there is a financial investment that ISAC has put on to do this. I mean, like I said, I don't have to travel that far, but some of the people have to stay overnight, and all the miles add up quite a bit, and meals and things like that. Is it worth it? I personally think so. Do you guys think it's worth mm-hmm. it?
Determine on your feedback that you...
Yeah. Excuse me?
Every other year, I think.
Every other year?
Yeah. And even if you didn't get to all of them, if you could get...
Oh, yeah.
Split them up every other year.
That would work.
That way, you might want to look at it from that standpoint, too. You know, but again, a lot depends on the total number of staff members that you've got, and right now you have a core group of folks that do go out and do mm-hmm. this. So it's yeah.
Do you guys feel like it's okay? You know, different staff members went to different counties, and I think it was basically randomly assigned. There were some that got assigned for certain reasons. Would you guys like more, you know, legislative knowledge? I don't really have that, other than what I've gained in the 6 years I've been there. You know, would you like to see the big boss come and talk to him? Is it okay to just have somebody for more of the marketing communications background? Do you guys see as that's matters necessarily? Just somebody to talk to and share your ideas with? Okay, great. All right, cool. Well, again, thank you very much, and I had a good time.
Good. Okay, well, great. And, again, enjoy the rest of the morning, and... week. Everybody got filled yesterday with all the good treats. I know I did. I got my share, but
I wasn't even hungry for supper.
I know. Well, we have a point of contact, and feel free to make sure to reach out
anybody want a
to Rachel if you need to, and we'll go from there.
Let's see. I did hear some big county versus small county in a lot of the counties I went to, that ISAC was too pro-big county or ISAC was too pro-small county, things like that. I think there's definitely amongst our, and other people heard it as well, amongst our membership there's definitely two sides, it feels like, in some respects. And I don't know if that's because of recent legislation that's passed. I think some of it came from the mental health realm. But also, I just think, you know, we hear it from the big counties, too, that we're not there to support their issues. And from the small, you know, so I think you're always going to hear it. Kind of the old adage, you can't please everybody. But we certainly try to do so. And I think we do support small counties and large counties. I think our legislative packet, you'll see that in there. Let's see what else. The HR thing was huge, that we saw that there was a definite need for HR help out there, definitely in the small counties, but I think everybody struggles with it. Goodness, I'm trying to think of what else. I think legislatively there was a feeling of what I heard specifically, I don't know if other people heard it necessarily, of ISAC not being aggressive enough sometimes, of us sitting on the fence sometimes with certain legislation. Some of the ways that we, decisions we've made in terms of how we've registered. I don't know. I think some of that came from certain affiliates more than others. I don't know if it was necessarily an overlying thing. But again, we're nonpartisan and we have to support everybody. So if the supervisors agree with it, but the treasurers don't, there's sometimes we can't take a side. So it's going to frustrate some people. They're hard calls to make. And I think somebody mentioned during this meeting of educating the membership as to how we make those calls is a good idea, because I think communication and education are huge when it comes to association work, because like you guys, the public doesn't always understand, and that's what frustrates them. Once you explain it and once they're willing to listen and really understand it, they're like, oh, that kind of makes sense. Well, I don't like it, but I guess at least I know why it happened now. You know, so I think communication is big moving forward, and just making sure that we let people know what's going on at all times within the legislature. Decisions that are made like that, I guess, moving forward, that there's more communication, especially with the affiliates who might not necessarily be happy about decisions that are made. Tax reform is huge. It's going to be huge moving forward, and I think that moving into this session, Lucas Binkin is our new legislative guy. He's done an amazing job and has worked so hard to, you know, get people together and really hit the ground running. And I think they're ready for session in that regard, in terms of some things that need to be changed that will at least make it, you know, make it okay for the... I mean, it's hard, so we'll see what happens.
Who is taking Linda's place?
Yes, and I'll send, when I send that new flyer, he'll be in there. Jamie Cashman is Linda's replacement. He was a multi-client lobbyist for the last 3 years. He represented the Polk County Board of Supervisors, was one of his people before that. He's an Iowa State grad. Before that, of course, I got to put that in there. Before that, he worked for the Culver Judge Administration. He was most recently their lead political guy, I don't know exactly, political advisor or something like that. Worked with a lot of ag issues. I think he's going to do a really, really good job. Linda will, I don't know if this is public knowledge yet or not. I think Linda's going to be on in a very limited capacity, just as kind of, a background.
During the legislative session, because of the mental health redesign and so forth, she will have a special type of contract that will be drawn up as needed, where she may be able to devote just a certain number of hours a month during a legislative session. But obviously, she'll be doing that at our location in California and so forth.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, the ISAC board just approved that just at our meeting this past month.
Yeah, so we won't lose her knowledge quite yet, which is really, really good thing. I think she's one of a kind, truly. But I'm biased, maybe. I like Linda a lot. We'll miss her. Yeah, but is that a good answer?
Yeah.
Those are the things that popped in my mind. So, yeah, we've gotten a ton of great feedback. I think it'll be interesting to see how we use the feedback and how because it's so vast and so much, it'll be a lot of work just to organize it and just to get it together. We've already started the process. We submitted a document to the board before Wayne came on in October, maybe, with our original findings. It was probably 60% of the counties, maybe.
And are you going to make some of that public at some point?
Yes, absolutely. We will have a report that's submitted to the entire membership as well. And I think I'm hoping that it'll have some sort of action steps and things like that that kind of give you an idea of what we've already done, what we're moving towards, and what will be done in the future. So, yeah, it'll be fun to put it together, I think, but it's already been fun. We'll see. A lot of work.
You bet. Okay. Well, with that, thanks again. And
yep.
I would please leave your mixture on that form.
Thank you. Thanks for
your email
Sorry,
address.
I missed most of it. I woke up with a sick little girl this morning.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it looks like an allergic reaction.
Okay.
But it was interesting this morning. So thanks.
You know,